Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta with a preaching entitled, Hungry?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. My friend Mary helps out at her parish with children who are getting ready for their first communion. And she meets weekly with the children for the whole year leading up to this event. And then right before, she guides them in a four-day retreat at the parish. I know, that's dedication, isn't it? And not long ago, she told me about a little boy who proved to be quite the handful during this retreat. She had plenty of meals and snacks prepared for the children throughout the days, but this little guy was never quite satisfied. They'd be doing a craft after lunch, and then he would turn around and he'd say, I'm hungry. They would have a great pizza dinner, and then minutes later, when they're doing a scripture study, he'd mischievously interrupt saying, I need a snack. For 4 days, this went on, just about drove her nuts. As she was telling me about this little guy, however, I found myself sympathizing with him because this story felt like a metaphor for my life. I know what it's like to always be hungry. Not so much for food, not so much for snacks, though I do like those too, but rather I have an insatiable hunger for knowledge. I generally have 4 or 5 books going at any one time. I don't finish one magazine before I pick up another. And in particular, I have an insatiable hunger for knowledge about God. Head knowledge, yes. I'm always game for another theology book. But more than that, heart knowledge, experiential knowledge. Whatever I have feels like it's never quite enough. A tasty morsel of insight satisfies me for a day or two, but then I want more. And I know that I'm not alone here. I suspect that many of you listening today also endure that rather constant desire to be chewing on something, even if just in your mind. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Indeed, it seems to be a distinguishing trait of the people of Israel that God both delights in and is also driven crazy by. So often throughout the scriptures, God's beloved children are more than just a tad discontent. Most classic case is the time in the desert in the story of Exodus when they cry out in hunger and God feeds them manna, bread from the heavens that keeps them alive in the wilderness. But this was never the only kind of nourishment they needed. As their journey in time progressed, they often referred to God's word as manna, something that fed more than their stomachs. Indeed, they would refer to the Torah, God's instruction for them, as bread from heaven, something that filled them up, delighted them. They wanted to study it and discuss it every day because each day they longed for more of what it provided. Which is why the gospel readings of this week from John chapter 6, including the one that we read today, were clearly so provocative for the earliest hearers. Because Jesus is claiming here that he is the bread that will assuage their hunger, that he is the manna in their desert, that he is God's word, he is Torah, God's instruction for them in the form of a person, and that he's not bread just for a few, but for anyone who comes to him, anyone. That's a pretty audacious claim. How could it possibly be true? And yet, 2,000 years later, my friend Mary tells me that when the day for First Communion finally arrived at the end of the retreat, She sat on the end of the first pew, ready to help the children, if needed, to return to their seats after receiving. But she also tried to model quietly praying after coming back from the communion line herself. And so she had her eyes shut when all of a sudden, the same little guy taps her on the shoulder. And she opened her eyes and saw who it was, and she raised her eyebrows, concerned what he might make a wisecrack of some sort in the moment. But all he said was, "Miss Mary, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not hungry anymore." There was something about that encounter with Christ that filled him up. And hungry as you and I are, I suspect that there's something about this little boy's witness on his first communion day that resonates as true for us as well. When I mention the hunger of all of us here listening today, it's not the hunger of those who have searched and longed and desired and never tasted the goodness of God. It's the hunger of those who, like this spunky 7-year-old, have experienced Jesus' words as true. He is the bread of life. He is manna in our desert. His teaching does give us joy. And if we are still hungry, it's not because we haven't found what we were looking for, but because we have. And it is simply the nature of hunger to return each morn. Our hunger for one more morsel of delight each day is what keeps us in relationship with him. Because it's the nature of Jesus to continue to feed us. Not just once and for all like manna, each and every day, for anyone who comes to him still. Which is what we're doing right now, in this very moment, no? So let us take a moment just now of silence in our time of prayer and listening this day to savor God's goodness. To remember that we have been fed and will continue to be fed, and to give thanks for the hunger that renews itself each morning because it keeps us coming back into relationship daily with the only one we've found who can satisfy it.